morning, and welcome to 238 Main. This is Mike Rastrelli, and happy Friday. It's here, the weekend. We're getting all ready. We've got some nice stuff coming out there, falling from the skies this morning, so it's kind of good to see that. I know my lawn, and I'm sure everybody else's lawn and the fields will all enjoy the rain that we are having or had, and hopefully we will get some more. I know we can certainly use it. Been kind of dry, so we'll have to wait to see, but tonight, Friday, of course, at Rastrelli's, we've got our cheese soup all day long, great with a salad bar for lunch. You have a wonderful meal with a salad bar, a bowl of soup, or a salad bar and a mini pizza, or you can try the Helmet Burger. That is one heck of a sandwich. It is just like Helmet, big, and you get it either with a side of fries or a side of spaghetti. I think Helmet had a little bit of Italian in him. I'm not sure. He looks like he has Italian hair up there anyway. But anyway, it's a one of our great burger patties on our homemade bun. And then we have some sliced roast beef on it, some mushrooms that have been and onions that have been sauteed, and then Swiss cheese. And it really is a nice meal. And if you can't finish it all at the restaurant, you can certainly take it home and enjoy it a little bit later on. And like I said, it comes with either spaghetti or French fries, and you can go from there. We are also going to be featuring a Helmet steak. We have a New York strip steak that will be garnished in almost the same way. It'll have a red wine and mushroom gravy sauce with onions and in there also. So it's a very nice meal for Helmet. And for you to enjoy. So get up there and have some fun with all the trolls. You know, the trolls have really been great, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about them a little bit later on. Of course, we'll have our a salmon tonight for our special. We'll be doing the dill salmon. I know that that's all ready to go. So we have prime rib tonight. We've got the salmon going. We have our full and complete menu all ready to go from 11 till 2. And I'm sorry, yes, 11 till 2 and then 4 till 8:30 tonight with the start of the weekend. The prime rib will not be during the lunch hour. It will be just after 4:30. So we'll be all ready for you. You got to have that thing slow, roasted, and fresh and ready to go. Sunday brunch, we will be doing our Sunday brunch on Sunday. So it's a great day, great idea to come on out. That is every Sunday that we do the brunch. And that will be starting at 9 o'clock in the morning going till 1. And, of course, then our full menu will be going from 11 till 2 and then 4 till 8 on Sunday. Of course, we have that great large one-topping pizza for only, I think it's $17.49, I believe, and that's just a great deal, let me tell you. Father's Day. Well, Father's Day is going to be here before we know it. Father's Day is a little bit different than Mother's Day. I think it's a day for a lot of people just told Dad to get out and enjoy himself. And so that's what we're going to be doing up at the restaurant. We will be running our normal hours at the restaurant. So you will have Father's Day brunch, which will start at 9 o'clock and go till 2. We are going to be doing that in the Avanti. The seating will be limited, so you're going to want to make reservations if you're going to be coming in for the brunch. And that will be, like I said, 9 o'clock until 1. And it'll be our full brunch. It'll be $16.99 per adult. And then children 4 to 12 will be $12.99. And, of course, three and under will be free. So and it's our full brunch, our carved sirloin, carved ham, the chicken, the fish, the eggs, the sausage, the blintzes, omelets to order, waffles to order, all the fruits and all the wonderful pastries all ready to go for you to enjoy on Father's Day to help Dad get started. You can get Dad filled up and then just let him go out and enjoy the rest of the day, either golfing or fishing or just laying around the house reading a book. So that will be Father's Day. And, of course, then we'll have our full menu that we will start from 11 o'clock till 2 with our full complete menu. And then we will also be opening up again at 4 o'clock and going till 8 with our complete menu for the evening meal. There will be some specials, so I'll keep you up to date on that. But again, like I said, we will have our full menu ready for Dad and you to celebrate. Carry out delivery. You can use DoorDash and Uber. I don't know if there's something going on with Uber right now. I thought Marco said something yesterday that there was a little bit of a concern with Uber, but DoorDash and Uber are our service providers, so you can get on their app and order what you want, and they will get it to you. And it's been very successful and very well received. It's been really nice. It's easy, efficient, and they're very good at picking food up and getting them out to you and doing what you need to do. So Sunday you can enjoy Rastrelli's all day long, whether it's brunch or dinner or lunch or pizzas or delivery or dining in. We'll be ready to serve you for Sunday Father's Day. All right, of course, then on Monday we have our brunch, We have our pizza, pasta, and chicken buffet, and that is very popular. So that starts at 4:30. So that will be coming up on Monday. And then we'll have our whole slew of weekly specials and daytime specials going on all day long. Remember, we are closed on Tuesday. And it's always interesting. I'm up there in the morning doing some office work, and we end up seeing or hearing the phone ring. And unfortunately, I have to tell the people that we are closed. You know, we go on Facebook. We have a great page on Facebook. We try to keep everybody up to date as to what's going on at the restaurant, and we'd like to promote different events that are going through. And so I'm not a big Facebook fan. I don't sit there and try to get into Facebook. I don't understand a whole lot about it. As far as really delving into it and thinking it's everything on it is true. But one of the things that concerns me is how we always seem to want to complain. And, you know, the Clinton area, we have got just a nice, wonderful area here. And, yeah, we're not back in the 50s and we're not back in the 60s. And I got to be honest with you, I don't know if I want to be back in the 60s, okay? 60s weren't all that great. We had a war going on in Vietnam, and we lost a lot of men and women. So I'm not really crazy about 60 and all that. We are in the now, and we have to learn that. We need to continue to improve and to grow our city, elect leaders that are going to do what they think is good and be intelligent enough to read everything. So, you know, when you stop and think of it, yeah, we've got a lot of streets under repair. Okay, I drive to Chicago, to Mundelein to watch grandkids. I drive to Indiana to watch grandkids. Folks, it's the summer, and it is construction season no matter where you're going. And there are going to be roads tore up, and it's going to be inconvenient, and it's going to be a pain in the butt. But you know what? That's just what it is, because if we don't take care of them, they're not going to be here in 5 years. So, yes, we've got some road construction going on. The merchants are all out there, you know, on the manufacturing drive. If you can support those merchants during this construction time, take that extra time to get out there and support them. But other things, Clinton has got, you know, we've got the trolls now, four of them, three full trolls and then the creature. And people are coming in from all over the country to see these trolls. So when they come in, they're going to spend some money. They're going to buy gas. They're going to eat at a restaurant, right? They might shop. They might stop by a store and pick up something. Who knows? But let's be friendly to them. Let's be encouraging about them. And let's tell them how great our city is. If they ask, where's everything at? Tell them. We've got the riverfront. We've got the baseball park. We have the Heritage Canyon. We have the immigrant windmill over both those in Fulton. Great attractions. People come from all over to see those things. We've got the Lumber Kings, like I said. We've got the Sawmill Museum. We've got the Discovery Center for the kids. We have farmers markets going every Friday or every Saturday and Wednesday up at the Lions area. We have all kinds of events, music on the avenue, market music. There is just a burger cook-off. We've got all kinds of events going on that are continuing. We have the wonderful Showboat, like I said before, that's got a fantastic lineup. And then we've also got Timberlake Playhouse over in Mount Carroll if you want additional programs or theater to go to. Just too much. And Eagle Point Park, we couldn't have a better, prettier park overlooking the Mississippi. And that's something that we have to continue on. So let's all put out a positive attitude. When you see people on the street, say hi to them. It amazes me how we just do not want to say hi to somebody when we're walking into the grocery store, walking down the street. Say hi to them. Stop and find out who they are. Learn to know your neighbors and just enjoy it. Clinton is wonderful. You know, it's been wonderful to our family. The Clinton area has supported Rastrelli's and the restaurant for 86 years, and we continue to keep that going. So thank you very much. I want to give a big shout out to my staff. They're all doing a great job up there. Michael's really got them tuned in and rolling. This is Mike Rastrelli saying have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Arrivederci.